B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I guess this is a little bit of a maybe a prisoner's dilemma here. Mm-hmm. What you're supposed to do when nature calls and you've got a kid. Say you were a man, you have a daughter, or you were a woman and you had a son. They have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, what do you do? It's like, did the rules go out the window, or do you have to figure something out, or do we need to get a universal rule? So the story is a dad and a daughter in this particular story, and it was a five-year-old daughter, and he was on borrowed time. It was a ticking time bomb. He had to go in and change his five-month-old daughter's diaper, and no changing pad in the men's room at this department store.
Oh, right.
So he peeked into the women's room. There was no one in there. He went in, starts changing. Midway through diaper change, a Karen walks in and starts screaming at him, telling him to get out. So he quickly hurries up and gets out, starts walking out of the store, and employees are trying to like wave him down and all this stuff, and he just gets in his car and leaves. But of course, now this whole story is on Reddit, and people are like blowing him up or saying, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
So some people are saying that he should have gone somewhere else.
Yeah, gone somewhere else.
Or even just done it in the middle of the department store, because it is a diaper change.
Somebody was like, if you have a problem with this dad doing what he had to do in the ladies' room, then he should have just gone to the manager's desk and changed the diaper right there.
Oh, man.
You can change. That's very interesting. I never thought they don't usually have, or sometimes they don't have changing tables in the men's room. It's very sexist.
I haven't heard of there being changing tables in men's room. I mean.
You don't go into them a lot, Karen.
That's
right?
True.
I would say more than half. Two-thirds do.
Really? I mean, it would be odd for them for there to be a changing table in the women's room and then forget to put one in the men's room.
I know sometimes there's not changing table in the women's room. I mean, my mom has had to change like my brother's diapers in the backseat of the car because there wasn't any other place for her to go.
But what happens when the kid gets older? Like, you could also run into an issue there. So you've got, say, a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Does the dad use the
ladies' room?
It's a five-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. Does he go to the girls' or the women's room with his daughter, or does he go to the men's room
with the daughter?
Or were a mom, would you and your son had to go? Do you go to the women's room or the men's room?
I mean, that's going to be my problem.
Yeah. Well, and there's no clear-cut option.
Yeah, like, this has to be decided.
Yeah.
404-741-0985. We have Angela in Ellenwood.
Well, I've had fathers to ask me if I would take their daughter into the restroom.
Oh, that's a good move.
Oh, yeah. No, asking a stranger,
here,
would you take my child to the bathroom?
Doors.
I've had to do it now because my daughter's old enough. She can go to the restroom by herself in public spaces, but I'll stand outside the women's room looking like a creeper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, if it's been a while, I'll ask a woman walking in. I'm like, hey, my 8-year-old's in there. Can you just check on her? And they're like, you seem weird.
Yeah, when this happens, Drex, do you half expect Chris Hansen to be waiting around the corner? What are the wine coolers for?
Why don't you take a seat?
404-741-0985. We're talking about the dilemma that you have when you have, if you were a woman and you had a son and he has to go to use the bathroom, do you go to the women's room or do you go to the men's room?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't figured this out once and for all. And we all know as parents, like, your kids tell you they don't need to go to the bathroom. They're about to go to the bathroom.
It's going to happen.
TikTok.
And I think my feeling is it's the adults that care about seeing each other and the privacy and all of that. So if you're a man and you have a daughter, you take your daughter to the men's room. There's stalls in there.
I mean, it can be a little jarring as a lady to see a guy in the women's room. But if they have a baby or a child with them, then I think you should be a little more understanding, like, what's going on.
And that goes the same way. Like, if I'm in the restroom and a woman walks in with her son and they've got to use a stall, I'm like, y'all do your thing. I'll get out of here as fast as I can. Like, I won't linger like I usually do.
Yeah,
look at
I would
Instagram.
Be like, what are you doing here? Right. You have your space. Like, go use it.
Oh, Tad.
I don't know that I would confront, but that's what I'd be thinking for sure.
Wait till Sophie's a little bit older and you don't want her going into that ladies' room by herself.
She's going to the men's room. I don't want to go. Nobody wants to go to the women's room. They're disgusting from what I've heard. I've been told that
disgusting.
That's true.
They're cleaner than men's rooms.
Kathy and Morrow, you say Publix has figured this out. They have the answer.
They have a family bathroom.
Yes. Smart. Family bathroom.
Yeah, the problem is, A, not a lot of people have those, and B, you've got these really selfish people that will go in there and just by themselves.
And destroy that
place. Yeah, yeah. That selfish person is me, but still, like, there's others.
All right. 404-741-0985. Haley and Marietta's on hold. She has a funny story about the time that she took her kids to the men's room. Coming up next. So we've been talking about when you're a man and you have a daughter, do you use the men's room if she has to go to the bathroom, or do you go into the women's room? But we're getting some funny stories from women who have had to go into the boys' room. Yeah. Haley and Marietta?
This just happened last weekend. So I was at that, the Home Goods TJ Maxx Plaza in East Cobb.
Yeah, that's my TJ Maxx.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm there with my boys. I have twins. And, when you have twins, when you have kids, has to go to the bathroom, they all do.
Especially twins, they're on the same wavelength, right?
So, Haley, if you have boys, do you take them into the women's room or do you try and take them in the men's room?
No, normally I take them in the women's room, but this particular story, I did take him into the men's room. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you know this about twin boys, but they never want to wait their turn. They want to pee together. Like it's a contest or something, who could pee the longest.
Don't cross the streams, though. That's dangerous.
Who can pee the loudest.
Oh, my.
Right.
So there's a line going out the women's restroom, and I bring him into the men's room, and there's no line there. And I bring him into a stall, and at this point, they're like arguing about, who's winning this contest. And they're refusing to leave the bathroom until I announce a winner. And this is going on. Yeah, this is going on for what feels like 20 minutes.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, guys, I hear a voice from the couple stalls down. It's a man's voice. And he goes, "The kid closest to me is the clear winner." Oh my God, you cannot make this up.
Thank you so much. Diane and Dekula, you have a quick story about the same kind of thing?
So my oldest son was developmentally disabled, and so forever, even as an adult, I had to take him in the women's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
At one of his brother's high school game, my ex-husband, his dad, said, "I'll take him." So he took him in to the men's room. They both have size 9 and size 11 tennis shoes. They're in the same stall. And my son does this thing where he puts his mouth on your back, kind of like a, greeting. So my husband yells, "No teeth, no teeth." In the men's bathroom.
Oh, no. In high school. Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
I have this thing where I'll go jogging and people can't see the earbuds because they're so small and stuff. And a lot of times when I'm jogging, I'll get on the phone. So I'll call my mom while I'm jogging. And it'll always be just as I'm running by a woman that my mom will pick up the phone and I'll say, "Hey, mama." It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess you're crazy. You can call us at 404-741-0985. You can be anonymous. You can inbox us on Facebook. Lots of ways to get things off your chest. We go to the phones, starting with Phoebe and Roswell. Confess you're crazy.
I don't know if it's just me or everybody else does this, but when I get into an elevator, for some reason, I feel like people can read my thoughts because it's so quiet and weird that people can actually read my thoughts. Is that weird?
You think that everybody is psychic?
I think a lot of people are, and they don't realize it. Yeah.
So what you'll say in your head, "I know you could read my mind," and what, are you just waiting for someone to be like, "I can," say it out loud or something?
Yeah, and they'll look at me and they'll smile. I'm like, ugh.
Do you guys want to hear what's something crazy? I used to have psychics on my show when I was on the radio in Rhode Island. I had this lady come in, and she had the longest fingernails. Not adorable. We're talking.
They start to curl.
So long, she wore tube socks for gloves.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was psychic. So the entire time I'm trying to talk to her, I'm thinking in my head, oh my gosh, this woman is an absolute freak. What's up with... And then I'm like, oh my God, she can hear me. And I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. This whole thing is happening in my mind, and I'm trying to hold a conversation with her. So Basically, I get it. Thank you so much for the call. It's Confess You're Crazy with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
Anonymous just sent a message to the B98.5 Facebook page and said, I need to confess to my coworker who just got fired for calling in sick. It's because she was caught on camera at the Braves game Thursday's matinee back on June 23rd. She says, I'm sorry for pointing you out to our manager. You were lazy and you don't do anything.
Oh my gosh. So it was like a kiss cam situation.
Yeah. Maybe caught a foul ball in the nachos.
Confess you're crazy. Jen in Lithonia.
When we went to the Mexican restaurants as kids, my sister and I used to pretend that the round tortilla chips were the Eucharist. So my sister would give me a chip and say, the body of Christ. And I'd have to accept it, and we still do it 20 years later.
That is blasphemous.
But instead of wine, we drink margaritas, of course.
Yeah, right.
They're doing that in the church now, I understand. Yeah.
You can at least choose the sangria and still be in the same vein.
If you have a confession, call us at 404-741-0985. Or as I said, you can anonymously inbox us, Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 725. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy. It's going to be hot, humid today. High in the low 90s, but will feel like 105. 78 in Midtown. Braves beat the Cardinals 7-1. That series continues tonight. It'll be on ESPN at 720. What else is going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what Atlanta Film Show just broke a huge record. But first, 4th of July may be over, but we still have one more shot at a spectacular fireworks show. Mm. I don't know about you, but there's still been fireworks going off in my neighborhood all this week. Nothing that's going to be comparable to what's going to happen at the Braves game tomorrow night. So they canceled Monday night's big fireworks show because of the rain delay. Mm-hmm. And now Truist Park has rescheduled it for tomorrow night after the game. Weather could still be a factor, but so far it is on and popping. Also, right now, they're in the final stretch for All-Star voting. Acuña is in, but they've got like four other players that are trying to make the cut. So voting actually ends, I believe, on Friday. Mm-hmm. So go to Braves.com, vote for our guys. And I think you can also get like a percentage off your tickets.
35% off your tickets if you vote.
Yeah, for the second half of the season. So pretty cool.
Very cool.
Now, just when you think this whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard saga is done and over, something new pops up. This time, Amber has petitioned the court to throw out the verdict in her defamation trial. She said that she doesn't have the $10.3 million to pay Johnny, but now she's arguing that the verdict wasn't supported by evidence and that they're questioning that one of the jurors wasn't properly vetted. I guess there was some like issue with their birthday or something. I don't know, but
it was
her
a
lawyers
pirate maybe.
Maybe it is a pirate. Who knows? Her lawyers are asking the court to either order a new trial or dismiss the guilty verdict. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a last-ditch effort to not have to pay up.
Yeah, so instead of paying what you were told you had to pay, you're going to go into more legal debt to avoid having
to
pay.
That's what I'm
saying. Doesn't make any sense.
Sounds crazy to me. Now, yesterday, Netflix announced Atlanta film Stranger Things hit a major milestone and became their second show to cross the billion hours viewed mark. Now, only Squid Game has done this before, and it remains the streaming service's most popular show with 1.65 billion viewing hours in the first 28 days. Now, Stranger Things is definitely going to catch up to that because the second half of season four was just released 6 days ago. So they still have 22 days to kind of rack up some more viewing hours there.
That's
and I know
wild.
That... Kate Bush and Metallica have both seen a huge surge in their music sales just for being included in the show's soundtrack.
You're blown away by...
Yeah, well, think about if Netflix has a... Let's say they have 100 million subscribers, which I think that number is pretty close. That means all 100 million have watched 10 hours of that show.
Yeah.
That's a lot of television.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's time to go outside for a walk or something.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Holy mackerel, Melissa. You are asking your fiancé, Chris, to forgive you for wanting an open marriage.
Ooh.
Am I reading this correctly?
Kind of. He wanted an open marriage. I really, really overreacted. I freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, but that's okay.
Yeah, yes. I think I would freak out too.
Yeah.
It's not something you want to hear from your fiance.
No kidding.
3 weeks before our wedding, he just springs this on me.
Yeah. Oh, you're not even married yet?
No, it just really caught me off guard, and I freaked out. I packed up some stuff, and we had a huge fight. I went to my parents' house, and I told them everything that Chris wanted and why I was so upset. And my dad, he wanted to go over and talk some sense into Chris, but
talk some sense into him.
But my mom set me straight. You know, we talked about it, and she said that marriage is about listening to your partner's needs and finding a compromise.
Nope.
And I think she actually has a pretty good point, because, you know, I really should have taken the time and listened to Chris, hear him out on the whole thing. Maybe there's something to it. We just,
we need to listen.
I don't know. I feel like I need to apologize for my reaction, and that maybe if we set some ground rules, we can make this thing work.
Now, Ted, you keep saying nope and like cutting Melissa off. It sounds like maybe that's what, Melissa, you were doing to Chris, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, because you guys aren't even married yet. Open relationship is a solution to an issue that you guys shouldn't have. So you should probably not get married, or you should not have an open relationship.
I guess I just feel like that's a very closed-minded way to look at it. It's a different time today, and if that's what it's going to take to maintain our relationship, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Are you sure, Trex? You're like,
you know what? I'm going to mention this to my wife, April. Yeah, right. You know, it's your
idea.
I get
nervous enough talking to her.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you're really open to this now, and you would like to ask your fiance to forgive you for being so close-minded.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we are merely a vessel in which to bring people together.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Melissa wants to ask forgiveness of her fiancé. He proposed having an open relationship, an open marriage, and she at first said no, but if it means not getting to marry him, then she's changed her mind. Melissa, sit tight. We're going to get Chris on the phone.
Hello.
Morning, Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes. We were just talking about wedding season and wanted to see how the planning was going. I guess you and your fiance are going to tie the knot here.
I'm actually not sure I can help. It doesn't look like there's going to be a wedding.
Oh, no wedding?
Yeah. You want to tell us what's happening?
I just didn't realize that I proposed to someone who was so closed-minded.
Is this possibly, Chris, in reference to the whole open marriage concept you sprung on Melissa?
I guess it sounds like you've talked to her. It is. That's exactly what it's about. But I did not come to this decision lightly. It was actually my therapist's idea, and I loved it. I mean,
Your therapist suggested this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. It's 2022. We should all be...
Well, Chris,
more open.
You are obviously passionate about this, and I love how it was your therapist's idea. Nobody's taking responsibility here. Well, I want to let you know your fiance, Melissa, we did talk to her. She is on the other line right now, and she wanted our help getting your forgiveness over this open marriage argument that took place.
I wanted to apologize because I shouldn't have blown up with you. I was wrong. If an open marriage is the thing that we need to do, if it's something that is so important to you, I think we are capable of figuring something out. I think we have a strong enough relationship to make this work.
Really? Are you serious? Oh, man, this makes me so happy.
Don't get me wrong. There's going to be some rules, of course.
Wow.
But
of course, there has to be. My therapist was adamant about there being rules.
Okay. Melissa, I just have to ask, are you sure you want to do this?
It's going to take me some getting used to. I don't know if I can start, like, right away. Maybe I just have to wait for the right situation.
That's fine. It's obviously going to take time to get it right. In fact, you know, we may never... actually get it right, but look, honey, I'm ready to take this journey with you.
Oh, now you're taking a journey together?
I'm curious, Chris, like, how many women are we talking about here? Like one a month, or?
Wait, other women? What are you talking about?
That's how an open marriage works.
Right.
As long as you guys talk about it, you guys hook up with other people and...
Is this a prank? Because this has already been an emotional week, and I don't have the patience for this.
What do you mean, is this a prank?
Chris, what did you think an open marriage was?
That we were going to be open about things. Like, if we're angry with each other, we're going to be open about how we're feeling and not let it build into something bigger.
What? What?
Oh my God.
So you guys had this entire conversation not knowing what each other was talking about?
Did we all have like different ideas about what an open marriage is?
No.
Oh, honey, only you did.
You did.
We were all on the same page.
Right?
So this is just a big misunderstanding. I just want to ask, Chris, are you willing to forgive and forget Melissa's reaction to your proposal of having an open, communicative relationship as you get married?
I guess, yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely willing to forgive, and I guess I owe you an apology for not having proper communication skills and not being open and transparent in the information I was giving and receiving. Yeah. So,
just remember in a few years, Chris, that Melissa did come around to the idea.
Yeah. That probably could have gone unsaid, but.
Are you recording this conversation? Can you send me a copy?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Most people would want friends and family to cheer them on at the Peachtree Road Race, but Jason's girlfriend asked him not to go and he didn't listen. Why didn't she want him there in the first place? Tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Gino Sugar Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
You were a good boy and you signed up online, is that right?
I did.
My
kids encouraged me to sign up because we typically listen to this on the morning show on the way to school every morning. So
now they're sleeping and you're up.
actually, they're actually up to give Daddy some support this morning.
Oh, so sweet.
So they hate us. Go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio.
All right, Kara, take a drive.
I'm out of here, Gino. Good luck.
You want her get stuck in Atlanta traffic and not be able to return to answer the questions.
She's
got
a hoverboard out there. You know, everyone knows that.
Right. We'll ask you these 5 trivia questions and we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready for question number 1?
We're ready.
This is a great one. I was actually thinking about this the other day. With the 4th of July behind us, what is the next federal holiday? Right?
Labor Day?
Question 2. Rihanna has landed on Forbes' list of self-made billionaire women. True or false, the top-ranked celebrity on the list is Oprah?
True.
Number 3. To celebrate its 30-year anniversary, ABC is going to air a 2-hour live version of Beauty and the Beast. What's the name of Mrs. Potts' son in that movie?
Chip.
Number 4, Meghan Markle's half-sister is suing Meghan over her tell-all interview last year. Meghan played Rachel Zane in what USA Channel show?
I don't know.
All right. Number 5, Tom Hanks says he wasn't a fan of someone else voicing Buzz Lightyear in the new movie. When you pull the string on the back of the character Woody, he says one of 4 phrases. This is the Woody toy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one of them?
There's a snake in my boot.
All right. Let's bring Kara back.
All right. Gino and Sugar Hill did well. Just missing one question. So good job.
I thought, what a random question. You're asking about the string toy pole deal with Woody, but I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I gotta say. Kara, ready for the
Meghan Markle one got me.
Yeah.
Same questions. Number 1, with the 4th of July behind us, what's the next federal holiday?
Labor Day.
It took Gino a minute, but he got it. 1-1.
Number two, Rihanna's landed on Forbes' list of self-made billionaire women. True or false, the top-ranked celebrity on the list is Oprah.
Sure, that sounds true.
$2.6 billion.
What?
Yeah. All right, 2-2. That's what Gino said.
Number three, to celebrate its 30th year anniversary, ABC is going to air a 2-hour live version of Beauty and the Beast. What's the name of Mrs. Potts' son in that movie?
Chip.
Off to bed now, dear. That's what Gino said. 3-3.
Number four, Meghan Markle's half-sister suing Meghan over a tell-all interview from last year. Meghan played Rachel Zane in what USA Network show?
Suits.
Ran for 9 seasons. You can skip the last three. All right, so it's 4-3. Kara's up.
Number five, Tom Hanks says he wasn't a fan of somebody else voicing Buzz Lightyear in the new movie. When you pull the string on the back of a Woody doll, he says one of four phrases. Can you name one of them?
No.
You will be able to in a couple of years.
Yeah. You could say reach for the sky or what Gino said.
There's a snake in my boot.
All right. Hey, we got a 4-4 tie, but unfortunately all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money to play the game. Kara, your new record, 1,311 wins and 41 losses.
Great game, Gino.
Great game, Kara.
Tell the kids to go back to sleep.
Daddy is thanks, guys.
Daddy isn't any richer than he was when he called.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being such a great sport. If you want, you could sign up to play Are You Smarter Than Kara? Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 825. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, partly cloudy, hot, humid. Be careful. It's a high in the low 90s. It'll feel like 105, so drink plenty of water. Take it slow. 78 now in Midtown. Braves beat the Cardinals 7-1. That series continues tonight. 7:20, it'll be on ESPN. What's going on, Kara?
Everybody loves a freebie, so I'll tell you how you can get a free lunch next Tuesday in just a moment. But first, you might want to check your pantry. A slew of delicious Vidalia onions sold at Publix stores in Georgia are being recalled due to listeria concerns. They came from A&M Farms in Lyons, Georgia, and were on the shelves in DeKalb, Forsyth, Fulton, Gwinnett, and more. They will have been purchased between June 22nd and June 24th, and you know you've got a bad batch if you see the PLU4159 and Little Bear brand on the sticker. So be looking out for that. You can throw them out or return them for a refund.
There's no getting away from it.
I know.
Georgia's responsible. It says Vidalia on the package. Right.
And those are the best kind,
should
too.
Should have put, like, Tuscaloosa on there.
Now, on the celebrity front, at 34 years old, Barbados beauty Rihanna is the youngest woman to be named on Forbes' list of self-made billionaires.
Wow.
From her music to her lingerie line to her cosmetics company, she's amassed a $1.4 billion fortune. There are only 25 people on this billionaire list. Atlanta's own Spanx queen Sarah Blakely is just behind Rihanna with $1.1 billion. But needless to say, after having her first baby, Rihanna is in no hurry to get back into the spotlight. She can really just sit back and collect her coins at this point.
I was fascinated by this list, so I wanted to see, you know, who's the number one self-made billionaire woman in the country. And it's some woman out of Wisconsin who, like, created the roof shingle.
Yeah.
$12 billion. Yeah. Dollars.
And like the next person behind her is at like eight billion or seven.
Yeah.
So she's like way over everybody else.
Yeah, these are the people we should be targeting. Like, we should be trying to come up with a better roof shingle.
Yes.
Right? Sure.
There's a market out
there. She'll just buy you out.
Everybody's got a roof.
Yeah.
Now mark your calendars for next Tuesday. That's when you're going to have a chance to get a free lunch from Subway. Mm. They've just debuted a new menu featuring 12 all new signature subs, and they say they're the best sandwiches in the franchise's 60-year history. Mm-hmm. They're broken up into four categories: cheesesteaks, Italianos, chicken, and clubs, and there's three sandwiches in each category. You can still order your go-to, but they encourage you to try one of these freshies. Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon, you can get one for free.
How are they affording all this?
I don't know. They're trying to give out a million subs on Tuesday.
Well, and they've got Charles Barkley, Steph Curry, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, I think Serena Williams, even like all promoting it too. Like, yeah. Where's all this cash coming from?
All those people is what it took for people to forget Jared.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.